on you. Because you're mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IMD.
We're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve. Decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
Won't you say you love me? I'll make you so.
Money here at 90.9 FM. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G along with you. Welcome to another edition of Jukebox Journey. Thanks for joining me on a cool Wednesday afternoon, about 24 degrees out. I'll be here till 2 o'clock. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You're also celebrating with this guy who's turning 78 today, still kicking, Alice Cooper.
Nothing's fine, I'm torn. guess the fortune teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. It's crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn. Has run dry. That's what's going on.
FM, a jukebox journey with the Cars.
Perfume not to wear. It's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you.
to Cars here at 90.9 FM, Jukebox Journey. Just what I needed. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for joining me. Hope you're having a good day today. Sad news last week about Catherine O'Hara. It's kind of hard to believe. There was a point in my life when I thought 71 was old, but as you get nearer to the age, you're like, it's not that old. And she was in so many great different things that I could think of. The show that you can't say on the radio, Something Creek, that was a great show. I think she'll always be remembered, though, as Kevin's mom, Kate McAllister. And it's ironic because I just got done reading the new John Candy book, and John Candy and Catherine O'Hara were very good friends, both Canadian. They did a lot of work together on Second City. In the book, they talk about John Hughes and how John Hughes and John Candy were such good friends. And John Hughes wrote Home Alone. Chris Columbus directed it. So the two of them, they wrote, they created the role of Gus Polinski just for John Candy. And they only needed one day of filming from John Candy. So they asked him if he would forego his usual fee in favor of back-end profit share from the box office take. Can you imagine how much money that would have been? Yeah, he opted for working scale instead, $414. Yeah, that decision did come back to haunt him later on in life. But anyway, Hughes and Columbus, they only had him for a day. They scripted hours worth of dialogue to fall back on just in case, and it wasn't needed. From the airport scene where Kate McAllister first meets Gus Polinski to when they were in the moving van, the whole thing was ad-libbed. Incredible.
You want to talk about bad parents? Look at us. I mean, we're on the road 48, 49 weeks out of the year. We hardly see our families.
And tell me, have you ever gone on vacation and left your child home?
No. But I did leave one in a funeral parlor once. Yeah, it was terrible, too. You know, I was all distraught and everything, you know, the wife and I. We left the little tyke there in the funeral parlor all day. All day. You know, we went back at night when we came to our senses. And there he was. Apparently, he was there alone all day with a corpse. Yeah, he was okay, you know, after 6-7 weeks. And I came around, started talking again. But he's okay. You know, they get over it. Kids are resilient like that.
Every time I think of you, it always turns out good. Every time I've held you, I thought you understood. People say a love like ours will surely pass. But I know a love like ours will last and last. But maybe I was wrong, not knowing how our love should go.
How our love should go.
But I wasn't wrong, not knowing how our love would grow.
How our love would go. And every time I think of you,
come and seasons go, but our love will never die. Let me hold you, darling, so you won't cry. 'Cause people say that our love affair will never last.
How our love should go.
But I wasn't wrong, not knowing how our love would go.
How our love would go.
Hotels Motels here at 90.9 FM, suddenly last summer. Well, it was on this day back in 1977 that Fleetwood Mac released their 11th album. Not only did it sell 10 million copies, not only did it earn the Album of the Year at the Grammys, but Rumors was also number one on both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah. Interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper. The aircraft chartered from the Dwyer Flying Service crashed near Mason City, ironically the setting for the prominent musical The Music Man. The pilot, Roger Peterson of Clear Lake, Iowa, was also killed. The three singers had appeared at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa last night and were on their way to Fargo, North Dakota. Their small chartered plane crashed in a lonely farmyard about 15 miles northwest of Mason City. Cause of the crash was due to inclement weather conditions. Details upcoming from Action Central News.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. You tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart, so if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me, and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
Buddy Holly here on Jukebox Journey. And of course, yesterday was the anniversary of that plane crash, the day the music died. So, big Super Bowl coming up this weekend. And of course, the big talk has been the halftime show. And honestly, I just wish they'd get rid of that and just takes away from the game. But I can't remember. I think the last time I actually sat and watched was when Tom Petty was on. But I came across an article, the five worst halftime shows ranked in order, and they have at number five. Now, I'm not necessarily sure why, but they have the Black Eyed Peas from 2011. I don't know what they did that was so bad. I was usually in the kitchen at this point. Number four, the Blues Brothers from 1997. Let's see, number three was Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake from 2004. The halftime, the Disney halftime shows, 91, 95, and in 2000. And number one on the list, they have Maroon 5. And what year was that? That was 2019. So interesting. But then I got to thinking, if the NFL called you and said, you can pick anybody to be on the halftime show, who would you go with? And I'm like, man, that's a tough choice. There's not many artists left that I like. But if I had to pick, I think it would probably be this guy.
But all I've got is a photograph, and I've And then I went to the main aquarium, and I'm looking at the fish tank, right? And there's a lot of fish in there. And this girl comes up to me, and she has a name tag on, and the name tag has her name, and then it says fish expert. I was like, all right, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I don't run into a lot of fish experts out here in the world, and I thought this is a great time to get some answers to some of the fish questions that I have. So, you know what I mean? So I start asking her some stuff, you know, stuff I can Google. But I thought, hey, let's have a real human experience here. So I start asking her stuff, and then I say, oh, you know what? I got a good one. This is a good question. You're going to like this. This is what I said to her. I go, let me ask you this. Do fish sleep? That's what I said to her. I said, do fish sleep? And she looked me straight in the face, and she goes, I don't know, because I don't work here at night.
Just don't call me, say, though it sells on down. it's not sane. I just want
Jukebox Journey on WONY Oneonta.